On July 3, 2025, my father, Gerald Leroy Naftalin Z.L., died, and my family was forced to transition to a new way of being, a way without my father. We found ourselves watching out for my mother, just as we had promised my dad. Our lives now included davening 3 times a day, every day. I have a tendency to make excuses. I'm too tired in the morning to exercise. I have too much work to go out. I'm not creative enough to start that project. I have always been a spiritual person. I enjoy a beautiful niggun. I feel connected to my Jewish community and I find meaning in davening. Yet, I often made excuses about why I wouldn't go to shul on Shabbat. I attended a few times each month, but if I was tired or simply not in the mood, I stayed home. When my father died, I stopped making excuses. I showed up early each morning during Shiva to daven with my family and community. When Shiva ended, I made a conscious decision to say Kaddish for my father for 11 months. I didn't know at the time that this decision would lead me down a path of spirituality, discomfort and, ultimately, healing. It was not an option for me to forego saying Kaddish. I am one of 5 siblings, but leaving the responsibility to my brothers or sisters was simply not possible. I felt obligated to honor my father and to thank him, eternally, for the life he and my mother provided. Kaddish is an essential step in the Jewish grieving process. In the Orthodox community, it is typically a son or male relative who takes on the obligation of reciting the prayer daily. When I committed to saying Kaddish for 11 months, I never expected the journey it would take me on. Saying Kaddish every day required commitment and left no room for excuses. I had to know the davening times, arrange my day around minyanim and continually adjust my schedule to ensure I would join a minyan 3 times a day. The logistics changed often. When I settled into a rhythm of school drop-off, minyan, work, dinner, bedtime for my kids and minyan again, something would shift. The clocks would change or minyan times would get later and later. Despite the constant adjustments, I kept showing up. That was my process. But the real beauty was also in the process of those around me. I didn't do this alone. My sister and mother, both members of the same community, joined me each day. It was their journey too. We had our schedule, meeting in the morning and standing together to grieve the loss of my dad. Even that process changed. After 30 days, my mother stopped saying Kaddish, but she continued to attend minyan each morning and evening, standing next to my sister and me as we recited Kaddish together. It wasn't always easy. Being a woman saying Kaddish in a modern Orthodox community meant learning the choreography of the room and coordinating our prayer with the men around us. This is a prayer not always heard from our section. I did not recite it under my breath but announced it in the minyanim I attended. It was not always easy. When I began saying Kaddish, a new emotion entered the shul, anxiety. As a psychologist, anxiety is something I recognize and try to understand. I felt anxious about making it on time to Shacharit so I could recite the first Kaddish and not miss an opportunity to honor my father. I felt anxious about possibly being the only person to recite Kaddish, about keeping up with the men who may also be saying Kaddish, and about missing my cue. At times, I felt invisible. The experience was full of contradictions, new and uncomfortable. As the days went on, I began to find my voice. I no longer became flustered when it was time to say Kaddish. I knew the cues and the progression of Brachot. It was the routine, the repetition, the commitment that changed the experience. It wasn't the words of the prayer that brought comfort, but the act of saying those words. Kaddish does not speak about death. It magnifies and sanctifies God's name during a time when we often question and doubt. By the 6th month, I had found my voice, and my community had heard it. Saying Kaddish had become my routine. Filling the often empty women's section during the daily minyan had become habit. Let me be clear, I am not a hardcore feminist. I am actually quite traditional in my views and practices. When I decided to commit to saying Kaddish for my father, I was not trying to push the envelope or test boundaries in my community. I was trying to heal in the way Judaism instructs us. I just wanted to be part of the process, and that required my daily return to a minyan that was mostly inhabited by men. I just wanted to heal. When the 11 months ended, I said Kaddish on my own. I joined a group of close friends for our annual tradition of celebrating Shavuot in the desert. I was not with my mother or sister. I was immediately transported back to the anxious davener at the start of this journey. As the last Kaddish approached, so did my anxiety. I felt it in my stomach, my chest, my heart. When I stood to recite the last Kaddish and mark the end of my journey, I was overcome with emotion. It was as if I was losing my father all over again, grieving anew. The loss of my father, the daily reminders of his death and the power of Hashem required me to readjust once again. Saying Kaddish every day tested my faith and commitment. It made me realize that there is no room for excuses. It taught me how to show up. It taught me that my voice can be heard, even when not expected. It showed me how prayer brings us closer not only to Hashem but to each other. Now I mark a new journey. I am still filling the often empty women's section of the daily minyan, but this time without anxiety and with pride. I am proud of the honor I was able to bring to my father's name. I am proud to be part of this ancient tradition. When I daven now, I connect to my father in a way I never have before. It feels as if he has watched me go on this journey and we are standing together at the finish line. But the finish line isn't the end, it is just the start of a new process, with the spirit of my father by my side. A journey that no longer involves excuses. Dr. Alana Yerkowitz is a licensed clinical psychologist assessing children and adolescents around Los Angeles since 2010.